that they not only have the ability to deliberately expand, but they want to deliberately expand. So whether we're talking about dolphins or any beast, this statement is accurate. The difference between humans and all of those animal beast beings that you are amplifying here is that the human is more deciphering of data and more deliberate in the launching of the preferences into vibrational escrow. So the vibrational escrow of a human has more detail than the vibrational escrow of a dolphin. But the dolphin goes immediately to his vibrational escrow, while the human usually holds himself a part of it from it most of his life. So when you become dolphin-like, in the sense of allowing, it is the best of all worlds. And the dolphin loves being with a human who knows that.
Thank you. Now, one of the things that we're thinking of doing is creating what we call dolphin drive-in movies. It hits us. We can swim with the dolphins and see what their habitat is like and at least get a sense. But the dolphins have never, at least recently, been on dry land. They don't know what a child riding a bike in the woods looks like, or a mountain, or a city full of cars. And we're tempted to take the vignettes of life on land and actually project them underwater. We'd have sonar projection as well as visual in a way that the dolphins could see it to get a sense. The hope being they might reciprocate back to help us see in some way what their life is like.
What they will do is swim far away from you, and then you will call them endangered.
So you think that's something they'd find more annoying than anything else?
Incredibly annoying. But you see, and the... Well, now let's talk about it, because your well-meaning adventure is reminiscent of someone who would find a tribe off in the wilderness who would take your refined sugar. In other words, Jerry and Esther were visiting with a man who was going to a country to adopt a child. And as he was describing this place, Esther asked the question, well, what's it like there? What is their current environment like? And he said, well, they don't have running water, and they don't have electricity, and they don't have a very good means of providing food. And Esther said, but what I really want to know is, how do the children seem? And he said, oh, well, they're happy. And Esther wanted to shout at him, leave them alone, because there is this need on the part of civilized world to want to take what you have come to the others. And we say, if you take it when they're not asking, it's sort of like pushing a noodle. It's like answering something when someone is not vibrationally prepared for it, which always puts them more out of kilter. Now, the beasts in the wild just go someplace else. In other words, they won't let you impose your will on them as other humans will.
So what would be the most helpful way to create more communication, more understanding, and also for people to get a broader sense of perspective once they realize there's another sentient species? I'm hoping it'll also give a better perspective for humans, you know, as we start to see ourselves as not the only ones.
What do you mean by sentient?
Conscious of ourselves, aware of our own being.
There is not a species who is not that.
Okay.
In other words, all of them are.
Mm-hmm. I think if people could see dolphins as able to communicate, smart enough to have a conversation with each other, they start to hold them as having value and not just food or something to be run over. But it might start to, in human consciousness, be seen as we're not alone. There's others out there. And give us another perspective of what do we look like to them. Kind of broaden our perspective. That actually was the hope with this.
Well, we understand all of that, and we are not discouraging you from anything that you're feeling inspiration to do. But there's something amiss in this, and part of it is when you realize that you came into this experience intending to expand from where you are. In other words, there's something about wanting to step in someone else's shoes and affect the way they see things that is intrusive in nature. Your